Yeah, speaking of gone, currently the missus is down south. Pop's passed away. It's true. It's sad. We're gonna send this next set out to Big Dawn. Big Dawn needs a proper country music send off, and we're gonna do it for him. Dawn, he's a real storyteller, let me tell you. And well, so's this guy here, Merle Haggard. Being backed up here by the Carter family from Merle's album, "The Land of Many Churches." Here's an old standard for you, Don. We'll miss you, bud.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfolds. Till I die. She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. In 1962,
had underlined in red. Every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her. Loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a ring upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
It's just the Big E and me, Aunt Joyce, here, and we wanted to let you know that you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in wonderful Winnipeg.
Well, it's Sunday, baby, when you've had your play. You're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy won't say it again.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Your own self-destruction from booze and cigarettes became the latest entry in the book of your regrets. When we ride, taking the train to nowhere fast. When we ride, taking the train. She was overworked and tired. Do you have a white line? He was on the streets and hungry when he asked for one more dime. When we ride, taking the train to nowhere fast. When we ride, taking the train. Well, it seems I must have rode this train for a million. Can't remember how I got here, and my destination's no longer here. It's no longer clear. Ooh, when we ride, taking the train. Said he'd seen it all, his desire had gone sour. He was extraordinary, more than 3-3-5 an hour. When we ride, taking the train to nowhere fast. When we ride, taking the train. Well, if you got something going, don't give up too soon. Do what you believe in, be yourself, there's always room. When we ride, taking the train to nowhere fast. When we ride, taking the train. Ooh, when we ride, taking the train. When we ride, taking the train. When we ride, taking the train to nowhere.
Ooh, been a while since I played that one. The Rave Ups from a promo-only EP called Hamlet Meets John Doe. Features a couple of songs that never got released anywhere else, that being one of them. And what a shame that was. That was just such a great song. Train to Nowhere. And you don't even know who the Rave Ups are, do you? No, you don't. No one does. No one does. They were on Beverly Hills 90210 once, which is coming out on DVD. Maybe I'll finally be able to track down that episode. I've never actually seen it. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the Rave Ups. They were around. They put out, what? Let me think. One, two, three albums, I guess. Maybe three. Three and an EP, I think, before they cashed it in. Molly Ringwald's sister was married to the guy who fronted this band. Jimmer Podransky was his name. And the Rave Ups were great. They were seriously great. And a very exciting thing happened to me the other day, just the other day, about a week ago, I guess, or so. Their first full-length album called Town and Country, which doesn't have a bum note on it, and was only released on CD in England for about a week and a half, and if you didn't buy it then, you're out of luck, and the thing sells for like $100 now, and not much chance of me buying it for that price, but But I got it. I've downloaded it on one of these blog deals. There's these vinyl transfer blog things. Are you hep to this whole scenario? Are you hep to blogs? Do I even know what I'm talking about? Only barely. But this one blog in particular, and we got to say give a shout out to our old pal Gary for helping us to this thing. It's a great little site. It's called powerpoplovers.com. And what these guys do that run it, they find old out-of-print albums that, you know, you have no hope of ever seeing on CD ever as long as you live. And they transfer them digitally, and you can download them and burn them to a CD, and you don't have to fire up the old turntable anymore. Unless you want to. You know, nothing wrong with doing that, but it's just a whole lot more convenient to have them right here. And that's what we got right here. We got the Rave Up's first full-length album. We're going to play a couple of cuts from it in digital mode. You know, fake digital, but digital nonetheless. And where do you start? There's not a bad song on this thing. There's 10 songs. They're all great. Where do you start? Well, you might as well go for the Dylan cover to start with. That's what we're going to do. Seeing as how we just played one Nowhere song, we're going to play another Nowhere song. This is the Rave Ups from the album Town and Country, and an old Bob Dylan chestnut you know and love.
Gonna see This is Susanna.
And Jim Bryson.
And you're listening to the Twang Twist on
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Rave Ups from the album Town and Country. And by the way, before that, a cover of Bob Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere. You know, on closer listen, it sounded kind of flat, I thought. I think I'll stick with my vinyl copy. But still, it's nice to have it in some form on a CD. Yeah, but these blog things, there's all kinds of great stuff you can download. Here's another one. I came across both these. It's a twofer now, and wow, these records here take me back. I know these records like the back of my hand. Remember the days when you used to listen to a record and, you know, you couldn't afford that many records. You might buy one a week or something, and then you got one you liked, and you just listened to it 8 billion times, and now you have like stacks and stacks of CDs you might have listened to once. These two albums here, boy, I listened to these things at least 1,000 times a piece, and every note I know, like the back of my hand, I can air guitar to these, boy, like nobody's business. And it was a treat to finally get them in a digital fashion on one of these internet blog deals. What two albums am I talking about? I'm talking about the first two solo albums from New York Dolls rhythm guitar player, Mr. Sylvain Sylvain. Yes, indeed. His debut, self-titled, and the second one, Sylvain and the Teardrops. We got them both here for you. There's that one I play often. It's like demos from his first album, which is, you know, technically I should like that album better than these because it's a lot more raw, a lot more rockin'. These are fairly polished affairs, really, when you get right down to it. That pop producer dude, whose name I don't really know how to pronounce, has something to do with these things. Richard Gotthard or something. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. But anyways, he's part of this somewhere, I think. And all his stuff has a real sheen to it, you know. And that's okay. And this stuff is real sucky, too. I mean, this is, you know, considering this guy was in the New York Dolls, we're supposed to be this down and dirty band. You know, Syl Sylvain really brought the 50s stuff to the New York Dolls. He was really responsible for all that stuff. And he just went overboard on his own stuff with that. And in a real sucky, you know, kind of way. But in a good sucky kind of way. Am I making any sense? Probably not. Here, I'm just going to play the things. This is from Syl Sylvain's second album, Syl Sylvain and the Teardrops. This is a song he actually wrote with David Johansen. It's a lovely thing. It's a lovely little teenage romance song. It'll put a tear in your eye. You can sit with your baby and drink a milkshake to this one. Yes, indeed. Syl Sylvain and the Teardrops.
Before we kill this was leaving for another gal. You thought you had a guarantee for love you never gave to me. And then you turned to ask me for just one kiss. As years went by, I realized you were the only one to fulfill your dreams that couldn't help no one. One last kiss. So give me a kiss. Just one sweet kiss. Come on, give me a kiss. 'Cause it never felt like this. And it goes.
Did you get a toothache from that one? I bet you did. Oh, so sweet. Soul Sylvain and the Teardrops. Yeah, believe it or not, a guitarist from the New York Dolls. His album from, oh, geez, I should know this. Oh, and there's no way I'm going to read though that type that small. In 1980, I'm going to take a, was it even 80? No, it probably wasn't. It was probably like 79. Might have been 80. But I'm going to go with 79. Yeah, that was the second album. His first one, Soul Sylvain, we heard before that. We heard 14th Street from that one. That last one, Just One Kiss, and we started it off with another one from that second album. A little number co-written with David Johansen called Formidable. That's a French pronunciation of formidable. Sounds better if you say Formidable. Yeah, anyways. Love that stuff. Don't you love that stuff? I don't know. Maybe you didn't. But it's fun playing air piano to that last one, boy. Oh, and I'm good at it. You should see me going at it. Man, oh, man. Nice to have those at the ready once again. You can find them on powerpoplovers.com. Here's something. This, you know, I had to make up my 10 best albums of the year list the other day. It's going to be coming out in the next issue of Stylus Magazine. Yes, all us Stylus kids are putting together our lists for the next issue. It's the big end of the year issue. And I had to think about it. And it's been a good year for music. Yep. It was tough to come up with the number one. But actually, it wasn't all that tough to come up with number one. Here's a record. This is it. This is it. My favorite album of the year. Usually, I don't disclose it this early, but it's the record you're never going to find locally. And if you want to get it, you want to get it for yourself and for your best bud for Christmas, maybe you're going to have to order it. You're going to have to do the IntriNet thing or mail order or something, because you're never going to find it locally. I guarantee it. Columbus and the Colossal Mistake is the title of the latest record from Mr. Bob Delavante, who is responsible for creating the best record of the year. It's true. You haven't heard anything about it. You've heard me play probably one song off this thing. I only play one song, and I shouldn't, because the whole thing is great. The only thing I ever play is the Ramones cover of Blitzkrieg Bop, just because it's so darn happening. But that's not even part of the album proper. That's like an additional track he stuck on at the end just for fun. But it's so great, I always play it. And I ignore the rest of that album, and I'm not going to do that no more. Here's something from it. This is, of course, Bob Delavante, half of the Delavante brothers, who put out two albums, Bob and Mike. I believe it was Mike. It was Mike, right? Yeah, he was the other brother. They put out two great records. It was country, but it was pop, but it wasn't country pop. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You probably don't know what I mean. Here, I'll play it. You'll see what I mean. This is Bob Delavante from Columbus and the Colossal Mistake. It's a little number called Circles Round Me.
Morning, the bridge is out, there's steam in the windows, yeah, the kettle's screaming loud. At the crack of dawn, that little drill sergeant's blowing reveille. That girl, she runs circles round me, she runs circles round me, she runs circles round me. Circles round me. She dances like an angel. She charges like a Sherman tank. She's laughing with the boys, and then she's crying at the drop of a hat. And shoot out, I go for my gun, but she got the drop on me. That girl, she runs circles round me, she runs circles round me, she runs circles round me. La-di-di-na, she runs circles round me.
Circles around me, like the night, she runs circles.
Look at that. Somehow it's 8 o'clock already. How'd that happen? Oh, well, don't worry. You can go to www.twangtrust.ca and listen to it all over again. You can listen to tonight's show shortly, and you can listen to every show from the last year, pretty much, on the internet. Yes, twangtrust.ca. That's where to go. There's all sorts of fun stuff up there. Ah, that was the best record of the year we just heard there. Bob Delavante, Columbus and the Colossal Mistake. You might think it's my opinion that it's the best record of the year, but in fact, no. It's the truth. If you somehow think it's not the best record of the year, I'm sorry to have to tell you you're wrong. Hey, the big opera thing next week, be here. It'll be fun. Yeah.
Then move the trees. The copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far.